こんにちは。会議通訳者、発音改善コンサルタントの平松理恵です。
And、this is Jack, an interpreter and translator living in Fukuoka, Japan.
先週、P's and Q's の話が始まったじゃないですか。
Yes.
ちょっとお時間だったので。
The most important phrase in English.
この話をちょっと聞きたいなと思ってたんですけど、その P は Please で、Q は Thank you の Q っていう話なんだけど、うちの夫がね、これなんか Pint と Quartz だって言ったんだよね。
Oh, really? That's interesting.
もちろんあの Please と Thank you のことなんだけど、あのこう Pint と Quartz って言ってたのも、それっていうのはやっぱりそのお約束ごとマナーっていうことですよね。やっぱそういうルールっていうか、そのコミュニケーション上のマナーっていうのは守らないといけないんだよっていうことを親が小さい時から子供に教えるっていうようなことを言ってたけど、どうなんですかね、この辺は。
Yeah, that's correct. I briefly said at the end of last week's session is that, you know, it's probably one of the first things, or at least one of the first things that I remember being taught as a child.At an age after you've learned to talk and when you're aware of what you're speaking and aware of what you should be doing. It was something that people would always say, whether it was your parents, your teachers, grandparents. It was, how could we say, it's kind of like the toro no maki of having a conversation. You know, you don't do it, then people will look down on you. It doesn't reflect bad on you.
そうね。
あ、it reflects bad on your parents as well. そこポイントだと思
う。確かに相手に敬意を払う。払うっていう風で、この礼儀っていうのは教えられるんだけど、今ジャックさんがね、おっしゃった、それができない人っていう風に思われて、自分の評価が下がってしまうよっていうことですよね。コンセクエンスとして。だからそう思われたくないのであれば、ちゃんとこのあたりは使えるようにしないといけないよっていうことですよね。
I think it's very similar to, you know, maybe not, so very common in Japan now, but for example, you know, old Japanese deho or neigi saho is, I remember reading in a book that they're saying you don't show respect to other people to show them respect. It's a reflection of yourself.
おっしゃる通りだと思います。
And I think that's, exactly what is in English as well. You know, it's not just, of course, it's as a result, the person you're talking to feels like they're being respected. But on the inside, it's essentially saying, you know, I've got a good upbringing. I'm, respectful to everyone, not just you.
この辺の難しさっていうのは、じゃあ、日本の人はすごく礼儀正しいと。で、イギリスの人もすごく礼儀正しいことで知られていて。で、ここが全く同じじゃないことが結構ある。あの、重な、気持ちは同じ。相手を敬う。そして自分のこともそういうふうにこう理解してもらいたい。そのインテンションは同じなんだけれども、それをどうプラクティスするかっていうのは結構実は違ったりすると思うのですが、そこでの結構エラーってありますよね。
Yeah, it's...There's a lot of overlapping parts, but there's also a few situations where it's quite different as well.
So,
have you ever had any experiences like that?
When,
you know, you've been sort of caught off guard thinking, oh, maybe it's the same, maybe it's different.
最初は特にその日本にいて、日本にいる外国の人とやり取りしたりとかっていうと、その外国の人たちっていうのは日本に来て間もない可能性もあるけれども、大体日本のやり方に慣れてるんですよね。だから、そういう人たちとコミュニケーションを取るのと、そうじゃなくて自分が外国人になって外の世界に世界に来てやり取りをするの違うわけですよ。こう合に行っては合に従えになるから、イギリスに来ると同じ調子でやってるとえみたいなトイーンっていう顔をされたりとか下手すると失礼な人だなこの人はって思われてるなっていうのが顔に出たりするわけだから、やっぱり違いますよね、心構えが。っていうところでいくと、今ね、2つ覚えてることがあります。1つは、これ私ではなくて、ある人に起きたっていうか、こう読んだんですけど、なんかね、アメリカのシチュエーションだったらしくて、日本から駐在でアメリカの都市に勤めていて、そこの、ローカルの秘書さんがついてたんですね、女性の。で、秘書さんがついてたんだけど、その人にこれこれやっといてね、あれあれこう予定入れてねとかって指示をするじゃないですか、そのビジネスマンの方が。そうした時に、それをまんま言うプリーズとかサンキューをつけなかったんですよ、常に。日本語の感覚でそのまま直訳して Do this, do that って言ってたら、で、相手の女性は現地の人なので、せめて Please とか Thank you 言ってもらえませんかって最後に言われてやめたって、その人。
Yeah. There's, it's quite difficult, isn't it? Because I was just talking about this with a colleague yesterday because she spent a number of years living in England, New Zealand, America as well. She'd been all over the world. And she said that one thing that she still feels uncomfortable with as a Japanese person is people's attitude to people in the service industry and people who are assigned to you to help. So whether it be secretaries or, you know, people, I don't want to say below you. I kind of don't like that phrase myself.
Assistant.
But in terms of, from the Japanese perspective, you know, they're buka, but like you say, assistants or maybe staff members, is the, we were talking about, you know, even though she's Japanese after spending so long abroad, where usually the service is quite bad, but you still say thank you. Because they're, you know, they're providing you with a service. Whereas in Japan, the service is excellent, but the customers kind of expect it to the point where it's all, almost quite rude.
すごいディプロマティックですね、ジャックさん。
I'm trying to be polite.
almost rude っていうか、やっぱりね、自覚ないけれどもルードなんだと思いますね。 言ってしまう。私はごめんなさい。
No, I've seen it. I've seen some people, and in Japanese, it's sort of expected. But then you're sort of like, oh, これやっといて、明日までしとってね。 And you think, oh yeah, okay, okay. But you could say, oh well, at least,
please とか。
していてください。
I would really
appreciate。してもらえればありがたいですけど。 I think Japanese is a beautiful language for being polite. There's so many ways to be polite, and yet nobody uses them as much as they
あの、効果的な使い方できるでしょうね。そう思います。なんか私ね、多分イギリスっていうか外国が長くなってきたのも関係あるんでしょうけれども、今日本で外国人の人増えてるじゃないですか、すごく。あの、飲食店とか行ってもすごく多いですよね。で、 そうした時に、私ちょっと話しかけるんですよ、結構。普通に、さあ話しかけようと思ってじゃなくて、誰も話してないから、例えばベトナムから来た方とかっていうのが分かると、あ、ベトナムからいらしてるんですかとか言って、何年ぐらい日本にいらっしゃるんですかとか言って話すと、すごいびっくりするもん、向こうが、顔。この人喋った、みたいな。 日本語、3ヶ月とかなのに頑張ってるんですねって、なかなか難しい言葉だと思うけど、頑張ってますね、偉いですねとか言うと、すごいびっくりしてるっていう。
Yeah, it's almost like you've got the people that wear black in for example, the puppet shows.
あと文楽、はいはいはい、ありますね。黒子さん。
You know, the Kuroko. And it's kind of like everyone in the service industry is like that. That's the, if I'm being a little bit, you know, cynical. You know, I've been in Japan for a while now, and maybe, you know, the polite part of me is slowly waning away. I'm not sure. But I do look sort of objectively, and I think it's almost like these people are expected to move in the shadows and not, and not show their presence, which I think is a bit of a shame because, you know, if they weren't there, the shop wouldn't work, the company wouldn't function. But there's a lot of pressure from the customers to, you know, be almost perfect in every way. But of course, every customer is different, so it's very difficult to respond to everyone's needs in any language. But I do feel that because Japan has such a high standard of service industry, especially in Fukuoka, the service industry is one of the most booming industries in Fukuoka. The quality of the service is phenomenal. But you still get people that are never happy.
それどうかと思いますね。私やっぱりそこは一言ねぎらうっていうか、やっぱりその評価、なんていうの、いい意味でね、評価褒めるっていうか頑張って、やっぱりそうやってやれるとモチベーションになるし、で、それってコミュニケーションじゃないですか。だからね、なんか思うんですよね。あのね、一つ前に系の会社に勤めていた時に、その、でもグローバルの事業とかがあるので、いろんなね、アメリカ人だったりとか、イギリス人とかがプレゼンを したりするわけですよ。まあ、本社が日本なので、日本側に対してプレゼンをするんですけど、あの、まあいいや、100歩譲って、そのプレゼンが全然説得力がなかったとしましょう、仮に。あんまり成功してないなと思って、 ったとしても必ず Thank you って言うべきだと思う、
yeah.
Thank you for the presentation で、できればそこでこういったといいことはを見つけといて少なくとも、mm-hmm. まあ上げて落とすにしてもここは良かったとかここは頑張ったねとかあすごいここ、mm-hmm. これを作るのに時間かかったんじゃないって言ってあげるとかしてそれから言えばいいじゃないここがダメだった、mm-hmm. あれがダメだったって言うんだったらなんだけど、yeah. いきなりからもうあれがダメだったなんでこれがないのなんでこうなってるのから始めちゃうんですよ、
mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's I wonder if that's a cultural thing because、when I was I mean we're talking years ago now but when I was、mm-hmm. growing up in the UK、you would always talk always give something good before the bad
So if you can't say anything nice it's better if you didn't say anything、yeah. at all っていう、mm-hmm.
I completely agree and that comes with the P's and Q's actually that's one thing、mm-hmm. that I was taught from a very young age if you can't say anything nice don't、mm-hmm. say anything at all、you know once your words have left your mouth you can't、yeah. take them back、it's almost like if you get a bottle of water for example and、you say okay well pour that water over someone and you pour the water on them it's like okay now put the water back in the bottle you can't、mm-hmm. and that's exactly what your words are right once they've left and they've reached that person you can't take it back the damage is doneSo I think you should always start with something positive because if you get something positive and then something negative, you can go, oh, okay, well, I'll try and work on it. But if you get a load of negative first,、then your mind's already switched off. You're slowly、feeling a little bit more, not, you know, depressed.、And then by the time the comments come, it's almost like it's just empty compliments. So、you don't sound like a bad person.、It's kind of like,、you know, a really...sly version of groveling at the end it's like but you did do really well for this one so don't hate me for saying all those negative things
遅いみたいな
yeah it just comes across as insincere I think
このポイントってすごく大事だと思うんですね、
mm-hmm.
うん、私自身やっぱりその海外とやり取りをするようになって日本にいる時にもすでに海外とのやり取りっていうのは始まってましたし海外からの人を受けたりとかっていう活動はあったけれども、
mm-hmm.
海外に移り住んでみてでまたそこでいろんな国の人とかいろんな地域の人で、mm-hmm. いろんなポジションの人、まあ、ビジネスだけじゃないですビジネス多いですけどビジネスだけではなくて友達だったりとか、ね
yeah.
いろんなそういうファンクションって言ったらいいですかあえて言うなら、mm-hmm. できるだけこううまくコーポレティブにコミュニケーションを図ろうと思った時に、
mm-hmm. yeah.
たくさん勉強しました、
mm-hmm. yeah. They, you know it's、another thing as well which I think is great for people learning another language is that you know mistakes make progress、
はいはい、
you learn the most from making mistakes and、I've done it myself and the moment words have left my mouth and I can、mm-hmm. see the response from the personAnd you think, you know, you've stood on a landmine. I probably shouldn't have said that. And、it can be very difficult. You know, sometimes you can, it might be something you've said. But、the other thing I think is a good thing for people listening and people learning English or learning Japanese、is that, you know, it might not be what you've said. It could easily、be the person's mood.、So don't, obviously, once you're a professional and you're in that situation, you have to be a little bit more careful. But while you're learning, I think if you say something and people look genuinely upset,Upset or offended to say、I'm really sorry、I can see I've upset you for some reason can you tell me what I've done wrong because、it's not my native language and I don't want to make the same mistake again and everyone that I've said that to in the past、while I was learning Japanese originally、is people have been very warm very welcoming and said okay、sorry if I overreacted but you should avoid saying things likeXYZ、and to this day I've you know I can remember the phrases that I shouldn't be using you know、
確かにそうやって言われるとその言い間違いとかあまずったここちょっと踏み外したって思った時にとっさに言える英語のフレーズみたいなのを知っとくのはいいかもしれませんねさそのフレーズを習うぐらいだったら別に正しいっていうかさ失敗しないやり方を学んだ方が早いじゃんって言われるとそれまでなんだけれどもパッと言えるとしたら英語でなんて言ったらいいですかね、間違った
yeah, it obviously depends to how, what you've said and how badly they react. But
you could sort of, if you said it,
then duck. That's the first thing. If you could see someone's face, obviously they've reacted instantly. You could say, oh, wait a minute. No, I didn't mean to say that. And then sort of explain what you tried to say one thing that I'd find, like in English, for example, if I've said something, if I'm talking about a subject I'm not too familiar with and I've said something and people go, what do you mean? And you can see they're feeling a bit uncomfortable. But like, oh, no, sorry. I didn't mean to say that. What I meant to say is, you know how in this situation, this happens. I wanted to say that it's better to do this. And if you explain, then people, especially with second language learners, people are very open and they'll sort of think along with you and go, ah, okay, I can see where you've made the mistake, but you should say it like this.
それいいですね。なんか、wait a minute だったら短いし、なんか、what I meant to say was...
Because if you say... Yeah, because if you say sorry first, it's almost like... It's almost like you're admitting that you've done it wrong and you're apologizing for that, which is not the case. You are sorry for upsetting the person, but you're not sorry for what you've said because you don't know what you've said.
So you think by saying,
wait a minute, no. And I think if you could say those words as a set, you have to get to know, and then the people sort of stop and go, oh, why is he saying no to what he's just said? Because it's very rare to sort of, you know, contradict yourself in a natural conversation. So by openly saying, oh, wait a minute, no, then you've essentially put a stop on the process of negativity and you can reel the person back in onto your side and say, I know I didn't mean to say that. Sorry if I upset. Obviously, depending how much they were upset, you might need not go that far, but it's very good to sort of stop it in its stead before it exacerbates a situation.
確かに確かに。なんかそれは本当にその通りだと思います。I can't agree more って感じなんですけど、なんかふっと今思ったのは、こうだから wait a minute って言うじゃないですか。で、
yeah.
I don't think it came out right とかって、
That's another good phrase. Yeah.
でも多分 OK ですよね。そうするととりあえずなんかこれ以上悪くなるのを止めることができるのと、その後英語がきちんと出てこなくて説明ができないですよ。多分そのレベルだとぐちゃぐちゃぐちゃぐちゃってなって日本語も混じるかもしれないけど、でもやった方がいいなと思ったのは、少なくとも相手はその意図は汲んでくれるじゃないですか。あ、なんかこの人一生懸命説明しようとしてるって、っていうのはいいですよね。いいことですよね。これは。
Yeah, definitely.
そっちの方が、そっちの方が全然言いっぱなしで、いや間違ったかもとか思って黙ってるよりはいいと思いますね。
Oh, definitely. I've been in situations where you've seen people and they've made a mistake and then they freeze and go, okay, I'll stop here. You know, they don't verbalize it, but you can see that, oh, okay. And then they won't explain what happened or finish it off. And that leaves a very bad taste in the air.
そうですね。それが一番まずいですよね。
So I think even for professional learners, you know, if you don't know something, then there's no harm in explaining it in longer words. I think Japanese is a perfect example. So, for example, you've got lots of, you know, kanjo, where you can say very long concepts in two kanji or three kanji. Whereas, of course, and maybe this is more for the English Japanese learners out there, myself included, is if I hear the phrase, obviously, I understand it and it'll be in the top of my mind. But when it comes to me, when I have to say something, sometimes it's just easier to explain the concept rather than make a mistake and say an incorrect word. Like I can remember I was at one job and for whatever reason, the word joseikin wouldn't come out of my brain. So I would say, oh, you know, it's the money you get from government to support you or something like that. Obviously in Japanese, but because I said it like that, it meant the listener went, oh, joseikin. And because I'd said it in that way, they actually remembered the subject for a lot longer because they had to think about it themselves. And although that was unintentional, it actually created quite a good relationship. So don't be afraid to, you know, if you're unsure of a word, to explain it as well. I think that can, that works wonders.
確かに、そうですね。本当にそうですね。なんかこう、あ、伝えたいんだなとか、こうコミュニケーションする意思がそこにあるんだなっていうことがこう伝わってくることの方が大事ですもんね。諦めないでほしいですね、そういう時はね。
Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
ということで、また次回、ちょっとジャックさんにはいっぱいね、聞きたいことがあって、私もこうシェアしたいことがあって、ジャックさんのこう意見とか、お互い、ほら、ジャックさんの場合は、 は私と合わせ鏡で日本に住んでるイギリス人じゃないですか。
Yes.
私はイギリスに住んでいる日本人だから、こう、
there's so much. It's a shame we're limited in time because I think we could go on for hours to be honest. Because there's so much that that I would like to ask you from your perspective in England, looking back on Japan, and maybe there's something that you might like to ask me being in Japan, but looking back on my life in England, for example.
はいはい、本当ですよね。だからまたちょっといろいろとお話展開していきたいと思いますので、皆さんまた聞いてくださいね。最後までお聞きいただいてありがとうございました。ジャクソン、じゃあまた来週よろしくお願いします。
Thank you very much for today.
Okay, and have a lovely, evening, かな?
Evening. Yep, it's evening for me, and I hope you have a lovely day.
Thank you. Okay then.
Take care.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.